Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Welcome back to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda podcast, where we are wrapping up today our four-week series of renewal of our minds, bodies, and spirit. I am always so amazed at how wonderfully God works. You know, I never know quite why he puts things on my heart until I actually walk through them. And this series has come at a time where I have needed it so much. I don't know about you, but I found myself through this Easter season just kind of needing to be recharged, refreshed, renewed. He's been doing so many amazing things. You know, sometimes the enemy just likes to sneak into just a little crack and see what he can do to just kind of make that spread a little bit more. So this came at a perfect time for me to kind of walk through this whole renewal process. And so, like I've shared before, I'm totally into learning definitions for things now, changing what I perceived as a definition, and actually going back to what the actual definition is. And so the renewal definition that we've been focusing on the most was the second of the two descriptions, and that's the state of being made new, fresh, are strong again. And like I said, I have been made strong again. Not only have I been made new, been refreshed, but I've gained additional strength that I didn't have before. And so the first week we talked about the mind, and the verse for the week was Romans 12:2. Don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I shared that I've always struggled with reading, and I was not someone who typically renewed her mind on a regular basis. I was stuck in a stagnant thinking, negative thinking, letting what people have told me in the past or my perceptions of the past really conform me to the world. But because of everything that God has been doing in my life, I feel this new transformation of my mind where I have been going out and seeking knowledge and reading like I've never read before and just really trying to soak in so that not only can I test what I'm learning, but I can see how God is working in my life and how I can be good and pleasing to what his will is for me. The definition of mind that I'd been primarily focusing on was the part of a person that thinks, reasons, feels, and remembers. And part of that is that not conforming part, because we remember the things that people have told us. We remember our past. We remember things that most likely, for the most part, are not favorable to us. And so with the renewing of our mind, we have this opportunity to shift that thinking, to shift the way we think, the reasons, the feelings, the remembering. And we talked about four points, that one, God knows our thoughts, that two, God knows we have sinful minds, three, God knows of our capability to actually think positive, and four, that God knows our minds need to be and can be renewed and filled with the Spirit through him. So the verses that really struck me when we were talking about the mind was Psalms 94:11, and that the Lord knows all human plans. He knows they are futile. And then there was Psalms 139:4. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, know it completely. And so that's how God knows our thoughts. He created us. He knows everything about us, and he knows all of our plans, knows our human plans, our plans. what we need to do is renew our mind and shift that to what God's plans are for us, and that we be conscious of the words that are on our tongue. They can be hurtful. They can be encouraging. They can be positive. They can cause harm. So before a word is on my tongue, Lord, know it completely. And I ask that a lot these days, to make sure that my words are encouraging and that He truly knows the thoughts that go behind what I'm thinking before I speak it. And then that God knows we have simple minds. The verse of the verses that I gave was Romans 7:23. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. I am free to admit that I am full of faults, full of flaws. I am nowhere near perfect. However, I have God's unconditional love and forgiveness. And this verse really took me to another level of knowledge in what He can do for me. Because really, we are in a war against the law of our minds, against the law of what the world is trying to tell us. We become prisoners to that. And the sin just keeps to continue. Kind of like insanity. You know, the definition of insanity is to keep repeating things over and over again without and expecting a different result. You know, sin is that way. We keep doing it and keep doing it, yet we expect a different result, you know, from the sin that we're doing same old, same old. So I truly want to break free of that war against my mind that makes me a prisoner to sin. I'm going to sin. I am going to make tons of mistakes. I'm probably not going to say the right things. I'm probably not going to do the right things at times. But I know that really what I'm doing is trying to stay on a path where He's guiding me. And along the way, I'm going to fall off the path, but I know that He'll be there to give me a lifting hand back up onto the path so that I can walk towards what He created me for. And so the next one was, God knows our capability to think positive. And for me, Philippians 4, 8 through 9, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put to practice, and God of peace will be with you. I mean, really, if that isn't just the poster for positive thinking, I don't know what is. You know, we have that capability to think positive thoughts. Society tends to look on positive thoughts as like, oh, you're being all self-centered. If you're thinking, you know, everything is pure, what's lovely, what's admirable. But really, to think positive is just to realize and be grateful for how God has blessed us and the things that He's given us, the free will He's given us. And we need to learn, even though it says learned or received or heard from me, I think it needs to be all three. Whatever we have learned and received and heard from Him, or even and seen in me, put it into practice. We need to be an encouragement out there in the world. As part of not conforming to the pattern of the world and being able to renew our mind, we need to take ourselves and apply what Jesus Christ told in many parables as telling us here how to think and what to do, that we need to put those things into practice. And then the last one under mind was, God knows our minds can be renewed and spirit-filled through Him. And for that was Romans 8, 6 through 7. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. So we have to try to put our flesh aside and let our mind be governed by His Spirit so that we can have a full and abundant life. If we live in the flesh, and because I know what living in the flesh is all about, it is death. It is a place that is not a fun place to be. It's depressing. It's sad. It's a self-pity party. It's all those things. So we need to make a mind shift that we can be renewed and filled, you know, with the spirit of life and abundance. We need to turn over and not be governed by the flesh, and turn be governed by the Holy Spirit and what God has for us. And so then the following week, we talked about the spirit, renewal of the spirit. And when we talked about the spirit, it's the qualities regarded as forming the definitive or typical elements in the character of a person, nation, or group, or in the thought and attitudes of a particular period. So when you're talking about the spirit, it's, you know, it's those elements. It's the non-physical part of a person that is the seat of emotions and character. It's the soul. Our spirit is the soul, Holy Spirit given to us by God. And for me, the primary verse for that week was Psalms 51:10, and it was, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit within me." And we tackled 3 points within that. We tackled the renewal of the right spirit, renewal of the preserving spirit, and renewal of the steadfast spirit. And for me, the renewal of the right spirit, the thing that really grabbed me about that was in 1 Corinthians 2:12. "What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand that God has freely, what God has freely given to us." We have the ability to choose the right spirit. We need to accept the gift that God has given us of the Holy Spirit, and that and accept that Jesus Christ died for us so that we can freely accept what he has for us, and we can renew that right spirit within us. And then we talked about the renewing the persevering spirit. And the verse that stood out to me the most in that study was, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills." Part of a persevering spirit is to continue to go after something, to continue to persevere, to accept the challenges, overcome the challenges. And we become better at doing that with gaining more wisdom, with gaining more understanding, with gaining more knowledge, and actually acknowledging the skills that he has given us to deal with when we are faced challenges. That not only is he making a clean heart in us, is he not only renewing our mind, but we have the spirit within us that just keeps us going. Challenge after challenge, we just keep fighting through. And then renewing a steadfast spirit, for me, 1 Peter 5:10 really kind of summed it up for me. "And the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." We have to go through the challenges. That's how we become better people. That's how, when we're faced with challenges that we don't think that we can handle, you know, to be perfectly honest, we can't handle anything. Well, at least I should say, I know I can't handle anything. I try to be the control freak that I am, and I try to handle things because I don't want to bother God with my little things. So I try to handle them. But really, he wants it all. He wants everything about us. And sometimes we have to suffer because we don't stay steadfast in what he's given us in the Holy Spirit. We don't stay firm. We don't stand. We cower to that. So we do have to suffer because of that. But the great thing about it is that he restores us, makes us strong, firm, and steadfast. We just have to go to him and surrender. Having that steadfast spirit is being willing to let go and let him take control. So, and then last week we talked about the body, and Proverbs 15:30 from the NRSV was our primary focus, and it was the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and good news refreshes the body. And we talked about the light of the eyes being the things of God's beauty that we soak in, that we get to celebrate all the beauty that's around us. And there's a lot of ugly around us, but there's a lot of beauty around us. And we need to be allowing our eyes to take in that beauty and unfocusing all the other stuff. And when we allow that light and that beauty and that goodness to enter our hearts, then our bodies can become refreshed. And so we talked about really the second definition of what the body is, the physical and mortal aspect of a person as opposed to the soul or spirit. So it's actual our physical beings. And so we talked about the physical aspect, about nourishing our bodies, and then how to properly nourish our spiritual bodies. And I talked a little bit about the difference between our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies. And for nourishing our physical bodies, the verse that stood out to me was Jeremiah 30:17, and it was from the Amplified Version. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord, because they have called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no one seeks after and for whom no one cares. Now, I have to tell you that this verse described me to a T, because I felt like an outcast. I felt like no one is seeking after me. No one really cares. You know, all this garbage that I had filled myself with for 40 plus years about my value and worth and who I was, and that feeling of being unwanted. And for me to actually physically restore my body, although as I've shared in the past, I've had gastric bypass, my body is actually in physical great shape, but I still needed to heal the wounds. I still needed to know, I still need to feed my body and keep my health going, because I care, because God cares about me. And I don't have to seek anybody else for that. And then to nourish our spiritual bodies, Isaiah 38:16 from the Living Bible. Oh Lord, your discipline is good and leads to life and health. Oh, heal me and make me alive. Our spiritual bodies are what's going to carry on for eternity. And we need to be nourishing them and feeding them in God's word. And we need to be disciplined about it. And we need to know that that's going to lead to eternal life and to good health. And there are times when we have to get on our knees and ask him to heal me and to restore that life in me. And we got to keep nourishing our spiritual bodies in his word, because if we aren't in his word, that spiritual body is not getting fed. And that is the body that's going to stay with us through eternity. So I hope you were able to get a little bit out of this 4-week series, that God placed something on your heart that gave you that one little thing that maybe you needed to hear, that really got you thinking about something. I mean, really, this is meant to get you thinking, to be honest with yourself. As someone who believed that Jesus had died for my sins, but never had actually pursued a personal relationship with him or ever really desired a personal relationship with him, when I asked him and invited him in, truly in to that personal relationship, I get nuggets from different places in reading all the time. So in reading from, you know, books from other Christian authors or people who have been through struggles. I've learned through pastors in listening to sermons, listening to others' podcasts, that we always need to be renewing ourselves, the renewing of our mind, the renewing of our bodies, and the renewing of our spirit. And we just need to keep carrying that forward. And I just hope that you found one nugget that's going to either make you question or make you seek God for something that you might be needing. That's truly my hope and my prayer, is that you would want to seek him on a deeper level and get to know him on a deeper level and kind of go on the journey with me. I mean, I am by no means, you know, a seasoned Christian. I have only really been firmly in his word over the last 6 months, but he has truly spoken to my heart about me sharing with you what I'm going through and what is on my heart. And so the next topic he has given me for the next series that we're going to do, I haven't completely worked it all out, but it's going to be about peeling back the layers. And we're going to be talking about an onion and how, you know, the outer shell is this kind of protective shell. And then as you get layer by layer by layer till you get to the heart of an onion, and what we need to do with respects to our faith and being able to pull back those layers. So I'm super excited to see how that's going to shape up for the next podcast. And I'm not sure how many weeks that will go, but I'm definitely excited about seeing where God takes me on this path to peeling back the layers. I would have to say that I feel like I've only peeled back like one or two layers. So as I dig deeper and go deeper into his word to try to really get a grasp on what it is to pull back the layers, I'm super excited to share that with you. Always, I'm so thankful for your downloading of this podcast or listening to this podcast. It truly is a blessing for me to be able to do this and to give what he has given to me and to share what he's teaching me. And I just thank you. I look forward to coming to you guys all again next week with Pulling Back the Layers. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.